This year's Atlantic hurricane season has already seen several storms, from Cristobal in June to Paulette most recently. The Climate Prediction Center at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting an above-normal season this year. That could include 19 to 25 named storms during the season that runs from June 1st to November 30th. Here to talk with us more about this hurricane season and what Georgians can expect to see is Dr. Pam Knox, a climatologist with UGA's Agricultural and Environmental Sciences and the Cooperative Extension. Dr. Knox, thanks for being with us today.
I'm happy to be here.
So can you take us through the basics of why hurricane season even happens and what we can expect to see for the rest of this year's season?
Sure. Well, to get a hurricane, you need several different ingredients. One is you need to have water temperature that's at 80 degrees Fahrenheit or above. You need to have relatively light winds aloft so that you can get this vertical structure of the hurricane to develop. And you need to have some sort of seed to get the whole thing started. And usually that means waves coming off the coast of Africa, at least in the heart of the season, which we're in the middle of right now. Usually in the United States, we say that that season is from June 1 until the end of November. Although this year, and it's not that unusual to have storms even before the official start of the season. So we had some activity already in May this year. We can have activity that goes beyond the end of the official season as well.
Well, who came up with this idea of naming storms? And how do they even go about doing that? I know it's alphabetical, but is there some process that someone out there is going through to name these storms?
The National Hurricane Center has an official list of names. It's A through Z, but they don't include every letter. They include 22 letters. And then if you go past that, which we have done at least once, they start using Greek letters like alpha, beta, and so on. They rotate them every 6 or 7 years. And so you can have more than one tropical storm, Alberto, because they haven't retired that name. But usually the really strong storms like Hurricane Michael in 2018 will never come again because they will have retired that name. It used to be that all the hurricanes were named after women. And then they discovered that maybe that was a little sexist. And so they start switching off now between male and female names. And they also pick from all the different cultures around the basin. So some are English, some are French, some are Hispanic. So they try to alternate all that together.
Well, how does this hurricane season compare to past ones? And tell us a little bit more about why we're seeing so many storms.
This year has been a very busy season in terms of the number of names. A lot of these storms have happened very early. There's a couple different reasons for that. One is that the ocean temperatures have been quite warm, so these storms have been developing fairly early. Another is that they're more generous with calling things storms than they might have been in the past. And if you look at the total amount of accumulated energy, we're actually fairly average this year so far. But you get one big storm and that can really change things a lot. And it would not be at all surprising if we'd have a big storm come up in the next month or the next couple months.
What can we expect to see in Georgia?
Even though a hurricane center might not come over Georgia, we can certainly see a lot of impacts from it. We know that Hurricane Irma was not a hurricane when it came over Georgia. It had already downgraded to a tropical storm, but it still had winds of 65 miles an hour, caused a lot of damage. Another big thing we can have is a lot of rain.
Fascinating stuff. Dr. Pam Knox is a climatologist with UGA's College of Agricultural and Environmental Science and the Cooperative Extension. Thanks for joining us today.